Missed the latest edition of the David Glenn Show? Get caught up at accsports.com/David Glenn.
I'll tell you what, a few things come to mind. Number one, Georgia's a better team than most of the Tar Heel opponents are this year. I mean, UNC does have to deal with a trip to Florida State. They have to deal with a trip to Florida. I mean, Miami, rather. They have to deal with what I think is a pretty good Virginia Tech team. And we'll see what else on their schedule is difficult. But Carolina just played one of the toughest games on its schedule, and that's one of the reasons I'm kind of preaching not to reach for the panic button. A lot of Carolina fans are upset coming out of the weekend that was. Number two, the Tar Heels won't deal with many running backs like Nick Chubb and many SEC offensive lines like Georgia's. So he got his 222. That guy might end up in the conversation for the Heisman Trophy. So is that an excuse or is that an explanation? I'll let everybody else be the judge. But to me, most of Larry Fedora's preseason goals are still intact. However, bottom line there is, if you can't stop the run, you're not going to win the Coastal Division again. Virginia Tech is going to try to run the ball on you. Pitt is a pretty good team in the Coastal. They have their ACC Player of the Year guy, James Conner, back as a running back. He missed last year while battling cancer. He had a couple of touchdowns this weekend in Pitt's opener. So you have a couple of the other better teams in the Coastal that are going to try to do to the Tar Heels what Georgia just did to the Tar Heels. And one of the only things, in my opinion, that Larry Fedora does not get, you know, B's and B pluses or A's or A minuses or A pluses. Offense was not great against Georgia, but offense has been pretty darn good under Larry Fedora in Chapel Hill. Special teams was good against the Bulldogs. I think they found a punter. They have Ryan Switzer at punt return. They have TJ Logan at kick return. That's a nice combination now. Weiler was a good place kicker for them last year when they had issues at that position the year before. So if Larry Fedora gets an A, I don't mean every game, but overall for how he's changed the culture in Chapel Hill, and an A for special teams or A minus or whatever if you want to be a tough grader. Defense was one of the worst in school history 2 years ago. They got better, as you know that story, last year. But the bottom line, if he wants to take the next step at Carolina, there was a time in the 90s when I covered the Tar Heels where when there was an elite defensive lineman on the recruiting trail in this part of the country, the Tar Heels had a pretty good chance of getting him. I mean, I'm old enough that I remember guys like Greg Ellis. Okay, he's a State of North Carolina high school prep All-American. He signed with the Tar Heels, became a longtime NFL guy after helping the Heels win a lot of games. There were guys named Vonnie Holiday and Marcus Jones and Ebenezer Ecuban, and a little bit later it was guys like Julius Peppers and Ryan Sims. Again, helped the Tar Heels win a bunch of games, move on to the NFL, make a lot of money, play there for a decade. Larry Fedora found and developed Marquise Williams at quarterback, and I know Mitch Trubisky and the offense weren't great against Georgia, but again, that culture of offense has attracted people like Elijah Hood and TJ Logan at running back, and has attracted people like Williams and Trubisky at quarterback, and has attracted a nice nucleus of Bug Howard and Mac Collins and Ryan Switzer at wide receiver and some good tight ends. The biggest difference between the most consistently successful programs in college football and then the nice stories kind of on the second tier, Carolina was what? A top 15 team in the country last year, winning 11 games, playing in the ACC title game. The biggest difference between the most consistent contenders and winners and that next level nice story type situation is the offensive and defensive lines. And if Larry Fedora, who with his staff, man, they've not only got skill players, their D-backs, both corners are excellent. Donnie Miles is a really good safety. On the perimeter, offense and defense and special teams, the Tar Heels are a championship-caliber program right now. But football, even in the modern era, still starts with the line of scrimmage. And the Tar Heels have a nice offensive line. Not great, not bad. It's just nice. They're five starters. If they stay healthy, they'll be okay there. Their defensive line is not all that good. They have one standout lineman, Nazaire Jones, and they have one standout linebacker, Andre Smith. So you need to be creative, and you need to be that wizard, that magician. Gene Chizik took that worst defense and made it pretty good last year. You still end up having to win the battle of X's and O's, where Nick Saban and a lot of SEC coaches are throwing out front seven on defense athletes. Like where five of the seven make you go, wow, wonder what year they're jumping to the NFL. That is the one hole And I believe a Carolina program that Larry Fedora deserves credit for lifting to a level where, you know, Carl Torbush couldn't take him there. Everett Withers couldn't take him there. Butch Davis couldn't take him there. John Bunning didn't take him there consistently. Larry Fedora has the Tar Heels in their nicest stretch since a guy named Mack Brown left town after putting together back-to-back top five seasons in the country. You know, so the Tar Heels, I believe, should appreciate what Larry Fedora has done while accepting his front seven on defense is no better than average in the ACC. It's just not. So he's better than average almost everywhere else you look on the depth chart. So he's going to have another winner. But I don't even know if it'll be the Coastal Division champs. Again, Virginia Tech and Pitt, I think, are really good teams in that division. Not as good as Florida State or Clemson, mind you, but just nice, solid football teams like the Tar Heels can be. You have to be able to slow down the run to win a division title. And, you know, again, nobody's going to be quite like Nick Chubb in Georgia for the Tar Heels on the coming schedule. But that's what you got to find more players. They found Andre Smith at middle linebacker. They found Nazaire Jones as developing player on the defensive line. They need to find more of those guys. Otherwise, you know, even a trip to Illinois is a little bit of a guessing game. And when the competition gets tough in ACC play, Pitt, Virginia Tech, Florida State, and otherwise, that's where, what are they going to try to expose? What's their game plan going to be? Oh, the Tar Heels aren't very good on their front seven defensively? Well, Dalvin Cook of Florida State is going to get a lot of carries. James Conner of Pitt is going to get a lot of carries. And you move on down the line. That's number one for Larry Fedora. And keep in mind, some of that is only something you can address on the recruiting trail. There's no magic wand now that the season has started, and Shaquille Rashad just made an NFL practice squad from last year's team, and Jeff Schottmer is on somebody's injured reserve in the NFL. Those were two guys who made a lot of key tackles for Carolina. They're just not that talented and SEC caliber in the front seven. That's where teams are going to try to expose them, and that's where the magic wand of Gene Chizik is going to have to keep them competitive, and where Larry Fedora obviously needs that offense to get back into the 40-point-per-game form rather than, what did they score offensively? 17 points against Georgia. Seven of those 24 were on special teams. So you got to do a lot better than 17 points with that talent amassed on offense if the Tar Heels want to follow that 11-win season with something at or near it.
Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter @DavidGlennShow or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.